Okay, this week on Trillionaire Mindset, we are covering the Restrict Act, what is supposed to be the TikTok ban, but is it much broader?
No, they're going to be spying on your shit, dipshit. The Pentagon needs to catch up with China, so we're going to be spending a whole lot of money to fund your crazy little dreams, your little death dreams. So come up with some new weapons, stat.
Block is Hindenburg's latest victim. Find out what happened to Cash App.
Also, we got some new crypto corner, you little fucking baby. The AI.
Is AI cool now?
It's kind of cool stuff.
Welcome back to Monkey at the Beat Man.
Kramer, when I get done with you,
yeah.
Are you ready?
Fill me up, you know. Bitcoin solves this. Bitcoin 100,000.
I gotta get all the.
What are you getting out?
Heebie-jeebies is what they call it, man.
No, heebie-jeebies is when you're scared.
Okay, well, not that then. Whatever the.
Or
whatever.
Maybe the heebie-jeebies is just the general chills.
Yeah. I just feel, man, I can't wait to get some fucking sun in my life.
Well, I think that might be.
Not like a child, but like sunshine. Because I was just waiting for you to be like, what about a daughter?
No, that's something you would do.
Yeah, I know.
I think just going to New York is probably not the sunshine.
Yeah, but who cares? I'm just thrilled. I'm like anxious in an excited way.
Oh, this is going to be the greatest week ever.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fantastic.
Since last we saw each other.
You and I?
No.
Oh, New York City?
You and I.
Oh.
Them and I.
Uh-huh.
I got some huge news. So not only...
Huge news? What's the huge news?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. I got some huge news.
Uh-huh.
Not only are we doing our live show, I got Bruce Springsteen tickets for MSG, baby. Saturday night.
Wow.
Floor seats.
Man.
God is good, baby. He provides.
Yeah. Damn.
I'll tell you what. I made peace with not going. I said it's not going to happen. MSG, too sought after. All right?
Yeah, too much salt.
I don't care how many people you put the screws to, tell them I got to get in there.
Yeah.
It's not happening, right? The tickets came through. I didn't know how to process it because I made peace with not going, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I felt sick for a second.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I said, oh, I can't go. I can't do it.
Yeah. This is a big deal for you.
Oh, it's a huge deal.
Congratulations.
Thank
I don't know
you.
What I'm doing. I got no plans Saturday night.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you.
Well, the nice thing is we could probably all go out after. I mean, it's a show for boomers, so it's like they're starting promptly at like 7:15.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to run for about 3 hours.
See, I like that.
I'll be out of there at like 10:15.
I like that.
You know, right when people my age are going out.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice doubleheader for me.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I can't wait to just, suckle off of your energy, feed off of your energy. Check the disclaimer in the description box, you little slut. Let's see. What do we got? The credit card website is almost done. It's almost done. And we're still ping-ponging maybe between a couple different names. I'm very excited.
We picked one.
Yeah, but I have an idea for another one, and I can't remember what it is, but I wrote it down, and I don't think it's taken. And
he
also,
wrote it down, folded it, put it in your wallet, and he's going to show it to me at the airport.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, a little sexy secret.
Huh? I can't wait to bother you at the airport.
Nah, dude, you can't bother me at the airport.
Why?
Because I love the airport and I'm happy to be.
I'm gonna tell them you have a bomb. Then you'll be real bothered.
Oh man, that's funny. If you still want to trade with me, tradertreehouse.com, baby. I hate to be this guy, but we're damn killing it this week. We scored on Netflix, AI, what else? Path, Oscar. Oh, man. Oof. I'll just get that out of the way. The Oscar Health Company got a new CEO. He used to run Aetna, I guess. Took it from like $36 a share to $186. And the market really liked it. And I got lucky and I bought it. And then the day after, they announced it and it shot up like 60%. So that was tight. Let's see. We got no 8-ball this Monday. Due to scheduling conflicts. Fuck!
See, I don't even say anything. You know, people mess up sometimes. It's okay.
Yeah, but it's fun to call out errors.
Is it?
Yeah. Like if I were a baseball commentator and get shortstop dropped the ball and committed an error, I'd go, oops, that's an error. Better tell the statistician or something. Fuck, I don't know. Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
I got airplanes in New York on the mind.
And so what, you can't talk?
I'm going to be pointing out, oh, that's a 777. That's a fucking... You know how you can identify a 777?
I'm going to be AirPods. What?
Yeah, yeah. No, no, I'm not going to do that to you. I will just silently be like, I wonder if that's an, oh, yeah, no, that's an A330. Yeah, for sure.
I do AirPods with nothing in so people don't talk to me.
Yeah. I don't do AirPods because I'm not a schmuck. I have the cord. I'm still cord life. Cable, whatever. What do you call it?
You're going cord?
Yeah, always. I don't care. I'm less likely to get robbed at the airport.
Why?
Because AirPods, someone could just come up and just take them. Okay, apparently that's not a thing, judging by everybody laughing, but...
I'd like to see someone try that. If you see me at LAX, try to get my fucking AirPods, see what happens. Motherfucker.
I'll give it a shot. I'll be like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then come up behind you and go, got it.
I'm going to put you on the ground. Security's going to come.
You're going to be like, he said he's got a bomb.
It's no, that
but
guy
then,
from
but the- then I'm going to say, no, he said he's got one. He's going to do 9/11 too. I hope they don't do a second one, a sequel. Not, right, especially not while we're in New York.
The first one was so good. Don't ruin it with a sequel.
Or a remake.
That's the problem. Everyone's got to remake everything.
Yeah, days. Yeah, yeah. We don't need another 9/11.
They're going to ruin it.
The world was never the same.
With 9/12.
I was at the gym yesterday. And nice. I saw this guy, and he looked, he, you know, he had a baby face, and I was like, this guy was born after 9/11. I just know it. Crazy. Anyway.
That was
just,
it?
Let's just, yeah, that was it. Let's just
do you need a second?
No, no, I'm good. Do I look tired?
Like, you have, like, bags under your eyes?
I do?
No, that's I'm awesome. Joking. I'm
well,
joking.
I am flying.
What does that mean?
Because I brought my bags.
Oh, they're here?
Yeah, yeah, they're here.
Do I have bags?
Yeah, always. No, you don't. You don't. You know what it is? It's fucking coffee. Coffee does not do it. It makes you coffee does this amazing thing where it makes you feel awake but look tired. It's fucked. Don't do that.
I don't touch this stuff.
I wish I could just punch this, but then it would fly right into Luke, spill all over him.
God, I am jacked up on New York though.
Yeah, me too. We got a thick ass episode. How many C's? I don't know, man. Fucking a lot. A distressed bank's credit rating. That's how many C's. You get it? Like triple C or something?
All right, we're going to jump right into TikTok.
Oh, we're going to skip to... Okay, we'll skip block, I guess.
We'll go back to it.
Yeah, we'll go back to it. TikTok.
So a lot of people were probably wondering...
Wait, some people might not know what TikTok is.
Go for it, you freak.
It's a fucking app, baby. Chinese owned.
But last week when we were recording... The CEO of TikTok was Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Shuzi Chu.
He's down in D.C.
Yeah.
Hauled before Congress.
Yep.
Getting his little hiney spanked.
Yeah, he got his little butt. His
I
little...
don't even know if I would... just...
No, he got his hiney spanked.
I know, but some of it, it's...
But they felt like they were really giving him a wallop, and he was like, that's it?
He's like, you want to know if it connects to Wi-Fi?
Yeah. I mean, I think I understood the spirit of those kind of stupid questions is they're trying to say like, does it infiltrate? I don't know.
Does it infiltrate American homes?
Know. Yeah.
But anyway, so he was, we didn't see all these insane clips till the next day.
Yeah.
When the show had already came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I was a bit, in jest, I was for the TikTok ban.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's my own personal beef with TikTok.
Sure.
I think it's rotting everyone's brains. Right?
I agree.
And now that more stuff's come out, I'm not super stoked on this.
The idea of the ban?
Well, yeah, with this bill they're putting forward, the Restrict Act.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a monkey's paw with the American government, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to be careful what you wish for.
Right.
Because it seems like now that people are looking through the bill, people are calling it a bit of a Patriot Act Part 2. Really not even designed to ban TikTok, more designed to give the U.S. government huge surveillance powers over American people on the internet.
Wait a second. You're telling me that there's a an ulterior motive here at play? The United States government really trying to slip it in and make it a surveillance thing?
Yeah.
No way. I don't believe you.
Believe it.
No way. The American government would not do that. Are we talking about the same United States of America, yeah. America government?
So now I have to fucking say, don't ban TikTok. Or at least don't pass the Restrict Act.
Hey. So the Restrict Act just snuck in. Let me see if I'm understanding this. They snuck in there. They clipped it on or whatever they call it. A stipulation or whatever that they can.
They're making it seem like we're doing this. All we want to do is ban TikTok, mm-hmm. right? They hauled this guy down to Congress, talk about how dangerous it is, how connected he is with the CCP. Mm-hmm. Ask him all of his connections with Beijing and how much they control it. And what about that board seat they have where they get to decide certain things? And so they get to make a big show about how... You good?
Yeah, my water was real slick.
So they get to make a big show about, you know, how we're doing this to protect Americans. I know you kids love your TikTok, but you don't understand how dangerous it is. And
to relinquish your data. Yeah, Dan Crenshaw said you guys need to understand that this is for your own good.
Right. I think he said data. You might be upset now, but one day you'll realize how much we're protecting you from the Chinese government.
Yeah.
So they get to do that, and it all seems like this narrow little thing. We just want to ban TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But the bill is quite broad. You put the thing in there about the punishment for using the potential punishment for using a VPN?
That was me.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
There's a potential fine that the Restrict Act could impose $250,000 fines to any government officials who would use a VPN to skirt these regulations and access TikTok. Man, you don't just wait till you get home, man. Jesus Christ.
Right, so people started pouring through the bill. Section 11, there's civil penalty for up to $250,000 for violating the act. Presumably, if someone uses a VPN to access a banned TikTok, that would be a violation. The U.S. may indeed be out China-ing China.
Ooh, snap. Oh, man.
There's also this Greg Price tweet. Can you click on that
Greg one? Price?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Which one?
Oh, sorry. That might be in my notes.
Okay. Well, so...
It's just going to take a second.
One of the things, though, is... they were drilling him and saying that the parent company, ByteDance... Their CEO, they were asking if the CEO of ByteDance is a member of the CCP, and to which Chu was saying, yeah, no. I thought that it was interesting him pointing out how TikTok actually does more than any other social media company to protect children.
Very recently.
Sure, but I mean, it's still something.
They did it in anticipation of all this.
Right.
That's such bullshit.
Oh, here's your great price.
So The bill to ban TikTok is absolutely terrifying. It gives the government the ability to go after anyone they deem as a national security risk, at which point they can access everything from their computer to video games to their ring light. This is a Patriot Act for the internet. And
awesome.
You may be too young to remember, but in the wake of 9/11, we were told, you know, we needed a Patriot Act and it was for our protection. And we got this insanely broad thing that allows the government to... infringe on your privacy at will, basically. And now this is another, you know, jingoistic, xenophobic.
Which part are we looking at here? The first?
So he's talking about so go back to the front. He's talking about the power that this gives the government. This is Section 3, addressing information and communication technology products and services that pose undue or unacceptable risks. They will be able to take action to identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, or otherwise mitigate, including by negotiating, entering into, or imposing and enforcing any mitigation measure to address any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States that the Secretary determines.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's...
The Secretary of what?
Secretary of Commerce.
Got it. Okay, so...
And then, as you go through, it's just, they list everything. Desktop applications, mobile applications, gaming applications, payment applications, web-based applications, information communications technology, products...
Slow down! It's okay. Artificial intelligence and machine learning. Yeah, wow. Software, hardware.
Yeah, so they make it seem like this was, we're just going to get rid of TikTok. It's clearly a threat to us, but it's everything. Software, hardware, any other product or service integral to telecommunications products, wireless local area networks, mobile networks, satellite payload, satellite operations and control, cable access points.
So they're saying that...
And it just keeps going. Then at the end of all of these sections is just, you know, a catch-all for everything and anything else we deem necessary.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Wait, scroll down. If they find you in violation, you can get jail for 20 years, fined $1 million and seize your property. They can also deem any foreign government an adversary without informing. They can also deem any foreign government an adversary without informing Congress. And everything they do is not subjected to FOIA. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck?
It's weird. A lot of people.
Awesome.
A lot of people aren't talking about it.
Of course they're not, because they're too busy making memes about the congresswoman being like, did you see this TikTok? And then they put in whatever.
Yeah, presumably, I don't know, the New York Times, Washington Post, someone would be covering this. The only mainstream outlet I saw was
Fox News.
Fox News, Jesse Waters, which is a 3-minute clip, but.
He's a cocksucker, right? He's like a piece of shit.
Such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But he gets Lindsey Graham on to ask him about this because Lindsey Graham is listed as a sponsor of this bill.
Oh, great.
So he's got the Restrict Act up here. He's got Section 2. A person who willfully commits, willfully attempts to commit, or willfully conspires to commit, or aids or abets in the commission of an unlawful act described in subjection shall upon conviction be fined not more than $1 million. All right, so...
What kind of aids or abets in the commission of an... Are they saying that if you use social media for anything illegal? I don't understand.
I think it's anything they deem a national security threat, so it's extremely broad.
Got it. Right?
Right. It's
right.
Just they're just saying we want the power to do it. We don't have to define our power.
What about ISIS?
We just have.
Dude, we got to stop ISIS.
So let's watch what Lindsey Graham had to say about.
Let's try to get some answers out of the Senator Lindsey Graham, who supports this and is here now. You got to be kidding me, Senator. Did you read this?
Yeah, I don't think I support the script.
You don't support this because you were named as one of the supporters, because this is garbage.
Is this the one with John? There's two bills out there. One allows a review of businesses that are connected to China, give the secretary the ability to protect our data. Is that the Restrict Act?
We got
you're the lawmaker, dude.
686.
That is the Restrict Act,
right?
686.
Yeah. March 7th. Mm-hmm. And we got a bunch of Republicans supporting it, because this thing is crazy town. You don't want the government looking into your private phone.
Yeah, no, we know you got
if they have a hunch you're colluding
there
with the Russians. We remember how that turned
that's
out.
That's right. Yeah, no, well, the Constitution trumps a statute. So let me come back and, give you a better explanation.
Oh, very
Here's
nice.
The problem as I see it.
Right, so now he's going to go into
is the
talking points.
Of TikTok.
China
My
is the parent
like
company
TikTok.
Of TikTok.
I don't mind them using TikTok. I just don't want the Chinese government to seize all their data and manipulate the information America sees for political purposes. China is helping drug cartels in Mexico. China is not a friend. Chinese espionage is an all-time high against American business interests. So I want to push back against China, but within a constitutional framework. You're right about that. So you made these allegations, and I'll come answer better next time.
No, you won't, dude.
Congress.gov, you're listed as one of the co-sponsors of this thing. Maybe it's like Fetterman when your chief of staff does all your work for you. But, Senator, you got to go back and talk to these other senators about this. Yeah. This thing is nuts, and it's going to get abused like it always does. So we got to clean this up. Can we clean this up?
It's open season on your search history.
Number one, I owe you a better explanation I'm giving you. John Thune's got a bill to make sure the Secretary of Commerce can deal with this, not just TikTok, but the general idea that China, we're under attack by China.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, that's a fact. Chinese Communist Party is stealing American data, espionage against American businesses is at all-time high. According to the FBI, it's the number one challenge they face. China's providing drug precursors to make fentanyl in Mexico. That's killing Americans. So Yeah, I'm definitely going to push back against China being able to steer your data, but I want to do it in a constitutionally sound manner. So the problem is real with China, but the solution can be more damaging than the problem.
I agree.
Is sort of
yeah,
what you're
you
telling
know,
me.
You know, don't so,
that's
push
what
back
you're telling me.
On the United States citizens.
Yeah, no, I
for something
what you're
China's
saying.
Doing. All right.
No, I totally get that, and constitutionally we can't do all the
all
things
right,
you
right.
just said.
So Is their whole thing that, hey, there might be some bad actors in America, so we got to just give a blanket ability to spy on everybody to catch those people? Kind of like the Patriot Act was?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, geez.
They just want to expand their... So that's right. The thing. A lot of people are pointing to CFIUS, C-F-I-U-S, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. They already have a lot of this power, right? And that's what... TikTok was saying already, you guys already have this power through the Secretary of Commerce, right? CFIUS is an interagency committee authorized to review certain transactions involving foreign investment in the United States and certain real estate transactions by foreign persons in order to determine the effect of such transactions on the national security of the United States. Mm. Now they just want even broader power. So they're trying to push all this stuff through.
Mm. What was the other thing I wanted to point out?
And, you know, they got me someone who just thought it'd be funny if they banned TikTok.
Yeah, well, and I mean, Chu said that they're working with Oracle and to move all of, he said he wants to get all data on American soil,
right,
run so by an American business, Oracle. They're spending a $1.5 billion to do so. But then this Anna Eshoo said she doesn't believe anything that they've said or done. And then it's pissing off Beijing when we're saying that America might try to force a sale and Beijing
right,
is like strictly opposed to
yeah.
that. It, God damn, man. Who would have thought that an app as stupid as TikTok could cause so many problems? I could have seen that, you know, because... And then they're talking about, you know, the fucking life and death issues with challenges, TikTok challenges like that girl. What was it? The hold your breath
well,
challenge?
I mean,
that's just kids being stupid. That's going to happen.
Remember the fucking knockout challenge when.
Yes.
And that just like spread over Facebook. We weren't like, we need to get rid of Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, man. So
just want it to go because I think it's funny.
Yeah, it would be funny. It would be funny if they banned a whole app because that's never happened before. They should just ban them all. I mean, they
keep talking about how TikTok now has 150 million American users and
monthly active users. Yeah.
And they keep talking about how, you know, if you cut people off, if you cut America off, you're not allowing for American culture to proliferate around the world, right? But it's where they don't talk about how Meta and Google and these things are cut off in China, right? They don't seem scared about Chinese right. culture being cut off from yeah. the rest of the world.
Yeah. And it's just the like Apple is also lobbying, just speaking of American companies being out of China, they're trying to get India to hop on board with manufacturing everything in India and moving away from China. And then meanwhile, Russians, this was totally glossed over too, Russians are being told, like Russian diplomats and politicians and shit are being told to throw out their iPhones because of potential Western espionage.
What are they going to use? Huawei?
I don't know. Fucking whatever the hell they got. The Russian potato.
Sputnik?
They're going to use potatoes. Everything's going to be filmed in 180p.
Also, I had no idea. I thought this was mostly an American thing. I had no idea that if you look at they have a map of all of the countries that have implemented bans or partial bans or temporary bans.
India is one of them.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
Pretty much the entire West at least has some kind of partial ban on TikTok.
Yeah.
Pretty close to what Americans have with the government officials not being able to have it on their phones and
yeah.
that kind of thing.
So that lends itself to something else that I wanted to talk about, because there is something to be said about China not being, because they are adversarial to America, and it's, you know, it's no secret, but they are apparently way ahead of us in some pretty serious ways. So right now the Pentagon is trying to, yes, but so there's this big concern that the U.S. defense industry consolidation has led to its stymied innovation, and there's just having just a few large companies that rely on government funding is fucking up innovation.
I won't stand
oh no
for this slander against Lockheed Martin.
Northrop Grumman.
Northrop Grumman, Boeing. Okay, these are American companies.
There's one more we're missing. Fuck, I can't think of it. But they apparently China's pulled ahead. There was this report put out by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute that puts Chinese researchers ahead in 37 of 44 technologies across defense, space, robotics, energy, environment.
I like that you called it defense.
Yeah, whoops,
you
defense.
You made it seem like we're at a football game.
Fuck, I know. The defense is... I was hoping you wouldn't catch that. Fucking shit, fuck, ass, fuck. Environment, biotech, AI, advanced materials, and quantum tech. They got hypersonic missiles that they're doing shit with.
Cool.
Advanced drones. It's pretty tight, honestly. And it says, quote, in the long term, China's leading research position means that it has set itself up to excel not just in current technological development in almost all sectors, but in future technologies that don't yet exist.
That's why we at Trillionaire Mindset always say the CCP is strong and see you, G.
Yeah, we favor. I love me a fortune cookie.
We better be careful. I mean, as this Cold War, we joke a lot. As this Cold War with China ramps up, we're going to end up in a camp. We're going to be hauled down to Congress with the House of Un-American Activities Commission.
Yeah, fuck them. I'd like to and see them put me up on trial.
The worst thing is, too. They haul people down.
Hey, keep going.
They haul people down and they read things they said as jokes, but it's just some 75-year-old senator going, we have right here that on November 11th, 2021, you said
the CCP
is strong. And it's like, I mean, yeah, we were just doing a bit.
But they also are. Like, the it's in the data.
I have here on March 30th, you said, they also are. It's in the data.
Yeah. Oh, whoops. Fuck. I didn't just say that just now. No, it's Australia. I'm quoting the Australians, man. The Australian, the ASPI, Australian Strategic Policy Institute. But apparently in 2021, China filed over twice as many of the U.S.'s 1.58 million patents. That's cool. And overall, their research is becoming much more prominent and notable. But just because they make breakthroughs doesn't necessarily translate to manufacturing.
That's what I always say about the defense industry, you know? Well, count them out. Remember, we were all worried about Sputnik, you know?
That's true.
We said, shit, the Russians got a satellite up there.
Just one, and now we've got...
Just some rinky-dink fucking... and I'm pretty sure they sent a dog up there. Yeah, the dog died.
Wait, was there a dog in Sputnik?
No.
Or was it a monkey?
I think they sent a dog later.
Yeah.
Dog died.
Yeah, of course, naturally.
And then Kennedy had to come down and be like, I want to send someone up.
Let's send a primate. A man. What? So, yeah.
But don't count us out.
Yeah, but also, yeah, like I said, breakthroughs don't necessarily translate to manufacturing because, like, they've been working on jet engines for decades and they still rely mostly on foreign suppliers for it. So it's a bit of a sensationalist headline. But the point is, this is the big news.
What's the big news?
For all you budding entrepreneurs out there, the government is looking to spend a lot of money to spur some innovation in the old defense sector. All right? They're spending $115 million to create a new Pentagon unit called the Office of Strategic Capital, designed to attract more venture capital money into military shit to try and get some fresh ideas outside of the traditional way, because it's all like fucking bureaucratic red tape and shit now at Northrop and all these places where it takes, I mean, look at the F-35? It's cost them $1 trillion.
And it just crashes into mountains?
Yeah, just like, get the fuck out of here. But
I wish they sold it like that. Yeah, I don't know.
It crashes into mountains. That's what you wanted.
You got bad guys in the mountains?
Yeah. So we should actually, if we so chose, we could... Check this out, man. All right, I got an idea. We could absolutely use AI to create presentations. We could ask AI to come up with an inventive, fantastical new military technology and build an entire presentation around it with fake videos and fake images and all that shit. And we could go raise like $20 million and then just not fucking do anything and just be like, oh yeah, well, we had to collect our salaries and shit and just take money from
them. And if you don't buy it, we're going to sell it to the Chinese.
Yeah. Yeah. That new fucking nanotech, I don't know, dick sleeve that we invented for the military to keep your dick warm during space flight.
You like that one? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I can't. I should have thought more ahead of this. Well, sir, these are special boots that have a heel on them to make the soldiers taller.
Or robot girlfriends.
Robot girlfriends. Thank you.
So you can send your soldiers out on long missions and they don't go crazy. Don't point at me.
Distraction robots. Big titted distraction robots for the Chinese that come down and go, yoo-hoo!
That's old tech, man. Austin Powers had that.
No.
Austin Powers had the fembot.
That's where American culture comes in to save the day, because nobody remembers old Looney Tunes type shit, and that's where we can pull from the past. That see, the Chinese wouldn't expect that. They'd be in their fucking things, like looking around, and then they see these titties come out, right? And it's yoo-hoo, I need help, and they're like, oh my god. Johnson, put the gun down, or Wang.
Whoa! Good. You mixed up the Chinese presentation with the. Our guy just went, holy shit.
Well, I'm not gonna do like a Chinese. I don't know speak Chinese. I can say Bing Chilling. That means ice cream, man. We all know that. Thanks to John Cena.
Yeah.
But anyway, you get these distracting AI titties or whatever.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to raise money from the Chinese or the American government. This new thing, but seriously,
we will sell to the Chinese too if the price is right.
This episode is gonna put us in a fucking gulag.
No, or whatever, we'll just defect to China if we have to.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, they got everything over there. I mean, I'm sure Huawei is a fantastic phone. That's all I need. No, I need a lot more than that. But
imagine we just defect.
I can, but I don't want to. I mean, I don't want to go over there.
Well, let's see how we don't know what the future will
be. Yeah, yeah. Well, you never know. I mean, China's up and coming. Maybe we could have a successful life there. But just saying, like, if you're out there and you're one of these hustle culture dipshits or,
entrepreneurs.
Yes. Yeah. Why not? Come up with a fantastical idea, make a presentation, and try to milk the teat of the government.
I mean, if you don't think tech people are already
I don't think so,
dude. $115 million. Well, that's a drop in the fucking bucket when it comes to American military spending.
But that's just for their. That's just to open this office that's then meant to attract more capital. By the way, did you know that the CIA had a venture capital arm called InQtel?
No,
they had a venture capital arm. But, I don't know what happened to it.
It turned into a leg.
Oh, it got cut off or something. It got blown off on a landmine that they planted. Anyway, I think that this. You know who started the defense company? Chippy, whatever. What's the guy's name? He's got a funny name. He started the.
Jesus Christ!
Help me!
I can't. You say these things. You say, do you know who? And then you go, the guy. Come on, tell me.
Chippy, he's got a funny name. He created the thing that Mark Zuckerberg bought, the VR headset.
The Oculus?
He created Oculus. His name's like Chippy.
Okay, Chippy from Oculus. Fuck, who gives a shit?
He started a defense company called Anduril, and they make robots. And he's got the right idea because he knows that the money's just flowing in.
That's always the that has been the case for decades.
Yeah, but just it's consolidated among the big companies. So if you are...
Right, so now they're trying to spread the wealth a little bit. They're like, look, Lockheed Martin is fucking slow. They're sclerotic, and they don't know how this works anymore. Ooh. We need innovation. That I get. I mean, the... I know people who work for Lockheed Martin, and they talk about how it is... There are 10 different VPs.
Yeah,
in every division.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're all, it's just everyone's collecting checks.
Yeah,
fucking life is good at a big defense company in America.
Sold a couple missiles today, baby.
Yeah.
Patriot missiles. Yeah, Raytheon, that was the other one I was forgetting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, all those companies are set up in that way.
Got it.
And now there's going to be...
Too much. What else we got below this?
You want to talk? Do you want to do block before?
Yeah, I don't know. Should we just do crypto corner? I don't know.
You just want to ditch it now?
I don't know. I don't know, dude. Jesus fucking Christ. This part's pretty funny. We haven't done crypto corner in forever, so might as well just. So the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, also known as the CFTC, has a lawsuit against Binance because they're skirting rules and they've got some problematic business practices. They said that they were taking a, quote, calculated, phased approach to increase their U.S. presence and violated U.S. laws that require futures contracts and other derivatives to be traded on regulated platforms. So they're saying that Binance was...
Also, can I give a little bit of background on, just in case people don't remember, Binance was in the news when when the whole FTX was happening. This was the person, this was the organization who wanted to buy out FTX and then backed out. They are the biggest crypto platform.
Yeah.
I think they dwarf FTX, even at FTX's height, by quite
huge.
A bit.
Yeah.
And they, wasn't CZ, the head of Binance, the one who first brought the attention to the bookkeeping at FTX?
I believe so.
Right.
He tweeted.
So this is like the number one crypto platform, the number one player in crypto right now.
Right. And they were encouraging U.S. customers to use VPNs to appear that they were operating outside the U.S., which is such a fucking like blatant violation. I don't know how they were doing it. I don't know what communicate, were they sending out emails or what?
At first it was, and the best part is when all these happen, they get all the messages and they get to post all these messages where they just...
The internal communication?
The internal communications where these companies, the employees, they're just laughing at you.
Yeah.
And they're laughing at government regulators and they're saying everyone's a fucking idiot and we'll just have them do this. But so what they figured out was that you could use a VPN to get around these regulations. So it would look like you were trading derivatives somewhere else. And first, I believe it was on their website. They had a guide on how to do it. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, this might look like we're encouraging people to skirt these regulations.
Right.
And then they had third parties doing it, right? So they were basically affiliated with Binance, but they would just have them post the information. So, it's pretty easy to find out how to do it right here.
Right.
And they have all these messages from people. It's very good. They also were, they also have people just talking about how people are openly using it for crime, fraud, all of these things. There's
wonderful.
There's a funny one. Internally, Binance officers, employees, and agents have acknowledged that the Binance platform has facilitated potentially illegal activities. The CFTC's complaint reads, citing the example of a conversation between former chief compliance officer Samuel Lim and another colleague in February 2019 about a transaction with Hamas, a militant group. Lim reportedly told the colleague that terrorists typically send small sums because large sums constitute money laundering. The colleague responded, "They can barely buy an AK-47 with $600." So...
Okay.
Quite fun. They have messages of they were supposed to have a money laundering prevention officer.
Right.
And they were like, obviously, I mean, you've seen, it's all the same shit with FTX where these companies don't do any of the compliance they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then regulators come by and they're just like, I don't know. And so they just like slapped a label on some guy. They're like, "You're our money laundering prevention officer," and they're just blatantly going, "Can I get some manager to sign off on this?"
Yeah. Well, so Paxos, the firm that issued the Binance stablecoin, which confuses me. I don't understand why Binance couldn't just issue their own stablecoin. I don't know why there needs to be a third party, but Paxos asked them for a compliance audit. Asked Binance to do a compliance audit in October 2020, and Binance purposely engaged a compliance auditor that would, quote, just do a half-assed individual sub-audit on geofencing to buy us more time. This is from their internal communications. The guy who is the chief compliance officer, something Lim, the person who held the title of money laundering reporting officer.
Oh, reporting officer. Sorry, I said prevention officer. My mistake.
Said that she needed to, quote, write a fake annual MLRO report to Binance Board of Directors, WTF.
Really beautiful.
So then Lim.
What the fuck?
Lim, the guy in charge of her, said, yeah, it's fine. I can get management to sign off on the fake report. And then around the same time as the referenced half-assed compliance audit came in, the MLRO, exclaimed to Lim in a chat in all caps, "I has no confidence in our geofencing." In reference to the old "I can has cheeseburger" meme.
It is funny that just, you know.
Yeah, it's always funny to me that crypto was the spirit of crypto was supposed to be, just techno libertarianism and being able to trust these proof of stake, proof of whatever blockchain shit, and then they're just wildly corrupt and have no regard for any kind of rules or regulations. And I guess now we see why, because they're greedy and lack any kind of moral compass.
I don't even know if I just think they don't
or they're inept.
Fucking care.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that too.
It's a bunch of really smart people going like, look how much money we can make if we do this.
Yeah. They literally, I still don't understand just like issuing coins and just printing money out of thin air. I mean, only the government could do that.
It's been very funny for me because when we started this, I was pretty dismissive of crypto. I was like, it's all a scam, it's stupid, whatever. And admitted as much when we started the show and we would talk about it and make fun of it. And there were a lot of comments. And I mean, that was when things were still pretty good for crypto. And there was a lot of comments like, I can't believe these guys won't even take it seriously, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, I guess I do. If we're going to do this, I owe it to myself to at least, and the other people to look into this. And the more we looked into it, the more it was like, oh no, this is such bullshit. It's all fucking scams.
Yeah, man.
And then it all just started coming down. And you're seeing the U.S. government seems, in the wake of the FTX collapse, the U.S. government seems pretty emboldened to keep taking actions like this and go after these companies who have blatant disregard for regulations. And I mean, you also have to understand, they've been trying to figure out whether or not to classify these as securities or not, and if that would trigger regulations from SEC and all these compliance things. And it's been for so long they've allowed this stuff to go on. I mean, just complete securities fraud. When you're talking about, any of those people who we deem legit, Mr. Wonderful, who, you know, taking what are they called? Initial coin offerings at these lower rates, and then just as soon as they go, because they're going to fucking plummet, they just sell them off, make a huge profit on all that shit.
What was this with SBF getting? I didn't see this $40 million Chinese bribery.
Just another charge. He was...
Okay. Yeah. No, tack him on. Who cares? Fuck
right.
It.
I mean, was trying to bribe. This guy was fucking... And that's the thing, too. That it's not just... So a big part of FTX is... A big part of like all the revelations about FTX was him trying to curry favor with all these politicians, all these heads of state. And it's not just him. All of these... You know, Binance had the same thing. They were trying to curry favor with regulators. Even, I got to find it, because they reached out to fucking Gary. So in 2018 and 2019, Binance staff approached Gary Gensler, the former commodity futures trading commission chair and now SEC chair, to become an advisor. Mr. Gensler, then teaching at MIT, was likely back in a regulator seat if Dems win the 2020 election.
Okay. Did he say yes?
No.
Oh, yeah, because now what's he doing?
He's the head of the SEC.
I know.
Yeah.
Seen if you knew.
What?
So I winked at you.
So they were looking to, they also wanted to get close to Jin Chao. Or no, in mid-2019, Jin Chao, the Binance's chief strategy officer, learned that a high school friend, Sigal Mandelker, oversaw the U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control. He flagged this in a group chat and noted that he might be able to bump into her at a school reunion that fall. So,
Jesus Christ.
They were all in on the...
fraud?
Well, just...
Well, because speaking of fraud, it's a block.
Wow.
Yeah,
I thought you were tossing it.
There we go. So Hindenburg, which is a famous short-selling group, put out... They were the ones who took out Adani Group and like halved their valuation a few weeks back. They put out a pretty damning report on Block, also known as Square, the parent company of Cash App. And Cash App was a big part of their accusation.
Twitter
to run fully. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Block actually dropped 15% after they said that the company facilitates fraud. They said that, they avoid regulation, mislead shareholders with inflated metrics, and the investigation focused primarily on Cash App.
Which is what I found funny, because who is this news to? Isn't Cash App the one that you use to defraud people?
Well, because...
like, every time I try to buy a ticket on Instagram or whatever, sure. Every time I respond to, like, got tickets if you need one, he's like, oh, King, would you mind using Cash App? And I'm like, no, dude.
Yeah.
It's got to be... got to be Venmo or PayPal.
Well, because that's part of the issue is that Block says that they have 51 million active users of Cash App monthly, but Hindenburg is saying through multiple interviews with former employees, 40 to 75% of those accounts are either fake, involved in crime, are multiple accounts tied to single users, or some combination of the three. They also say that the company just totally disregards warning signs of criminal activity and fails to uphold basic security measures.
I have the app because I downloaded it. I was about to send money over, yeah. And then I remember going, "What? Why are you banned from Venmo?"
That's funny. But to me, it's not surprising because of Jack Dorsey's like techno-libertarianism views on total like deregulated everything and or not deregulated but decentralized everything and him loving Bitcoin and crypto, and it just seems aligned with his overall belief system
of if you get scammed, sorry.
Yeah, it was just like, well, if scammers gotta eat too, I guess. But it's funny because one aspect of Hindenburg's report was a compilation video of rappers singing about how they use Cash App to pay for drugs, sex workers, and even assassins.
I was listening to a podcast where they had Cash App as a sponsor,
yeah.
And they were literally joking about, like, you know, if you want to keep
an assassin,
if you want to keep it discreet, you know, you want to sell drugs. And I'm like, that's wild that they just let them.
Yeah. Did there was some rapper called Nuke Bizzle.
Oh, dude, Nuke Bizzle.
Yeah, he did a video about how to commit unemployment fraud. And when he was arrested, apparently $85,000 worth of $1.2 million of funds that were recovered was transferred via Cash App. And then there was this this nonprofit that fights forced prostitution called Polaris Project. Says that Cash App is one of the top facilitators of sex trafficking, including trafficking of minors, in the U.S., which is backed up by multiple indictments from the DOJ. Like, it's...
okay, that
they
one...
got a strong case here.
And, that one's bad.
And when the...
everything... honestly, yeah. I'm fine with the selling drugs. I'm fine,
yeah,
because
you gotta... I mean, cash can be used to sell drugs, too.
Assassins, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, actually. And then when the DEA arrested 60 gang members in San Francisco in 2021, prosecutors found that the Sinaloa cartel handled much of its payments for fentanyl and meth through Cash App. Jesus effing H Christ!
It kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks!
Well, I'll tell you,
it's a naughty company, and you can participate.
Venmo got a little presumptuous. They started being like, hey, give us all your information because we're going to send you a tax return. It's like, whoa, 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 pal.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is... what are you doing here?
Hey, you type in something, we're going to change it to an emoji automatically. Isn't that cute? Nah, man, I'm trying to buy an assassin.
Right.
They change it to a ninja emoji. Like, I'm trying to buy someone to kill fucking my cousin or my parents or something.
They are on it now, Venmo. It's I remember...
for what?
For anything. It's
oh,
like...
really?
I remember someone wanted to do a March Madness bracket, and they were like... everyone's
gambling.
Everyone's money went back, and they were like, okay, resend it and say it was for dinner or whatever, because...
yeah. Basketball dinner.
Right.
Basketball dinner.
I guess we should just fucking move it off to Cash App and just say... this is for fully gambling. This is fully for gambling.
And Cash App's like, cool. Do you want to like hire an assassin while you're here? This is totally fine. By the way, I went on a date with a girl a week ago. Thank you. Who, one of her roommates, she lived in San Francisco.
Was it bookie?
No. You're not going to get
it. Selling meth and fentanyl.
Just let me get to it because you're not going to get it. She lived in a big house in San Francisco when she was in college.
That. I was going to say that.
Would you let me fucking finish? Now I know what it's like to be you. Actually, no, I let you finish. I've gotten very good at it.
Just you finish now.
No, you want me to? Oh, you want me to finish? Ooh, suddenly everybody's on pins and needles.
All right, well, anyway,
So she lived in this big house when she went to college in San Francisco, and she had like five roommates, including this one weirdo who just kind of worked from home and seemed to have a lot of money, and he was really cool. He was the Silk Road guy. She comes home from school one day, and there's tons of FBI and cops at her house, and she's like, what the fuck is going on? And one of her roommates goes, yeah, they arrested, what's his name? The guy who's in jail?
Don't do that to me. I can't even tell your story.
Can you Google Silk Road guy?
Didn't he go by like Blackbeard?
No, like the actual, yeah. Oh, Ross Ulbricht was her fucking roommate.
Kind of a hot dude. And the one picture, I don't like the other ones.
Okay. She said he was like a weird, quiet nerd and just kind of,
They always are.
And she kept writing to him while he was in prison for a little bit, but
she
then kind of fell off.
Like,
yeah.
Like handwritten letters?
I don't know. Emails, whatever the fuck you do, dude. Listen, I don't know. We didn't get that far. But pretty fascinating shit.
What would that have to do with Cash App?
Well, because Cash App facilitates crime.
Oh.
Silk Road famously facilitated so much crime.
Mm.
Like,
I don't even think Cash App existed.
Yeah, it probably didn't. Anyway, so...
So we're going to strike that story from the record.
No, let's leave it, because nobody's going to be able to figure out who that is anyway. You can't Google, like, Ross Ulbricht roommates 2004, whatever fucking year it was.
No, that's not the problem.
Oh, what's the problem?
It was irrelevant.
It wasn't irrelevant. Come on. Give me more than that. Come on. All right, let's see what else we got.
What's your favorite app to commit crime?
Twitter. Every post I make is...
Oh, I actually think I figured out a churning thing. I don't want to run it by you.
Oh, okay. We'll save it for later. Let's jump into some fucking... Let's see. Do we want to do AI? Yeah, why not? Because, you know, I was thinking about it, and there are some cool aspects to AI. I feel a little bit like a Luddite from the last episode where I was like, scary. Because it is, but it's also, they said the same thing about the fucking loom when they invented the loom and all the people who were hand sewing were like, this is going to ruin everything. All the sewing people are going to be out of a job.
It's funny you picked the loom, which the Luddites famously destroyed because it was putting them out of jobs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be one of those Luddites.
But it's not, also the Luddites are misunderstood. There's a great essay on it.
Mm-hmm.
And... That what they wanted was fair compensation for the productivity. They weren't like, we're afraid of technology.
They were also afraid of
what
technology.
What they want was for workers to be brought into the fold when these technological advances
were looming. Stop swallowing into the mic.
No, shut the fuck up.
You gotta just pull it away.
You burp into the fucking mic every
time. I don't every time.
You do.
I'm just saying, for the audio listener, it's so easy. Just rip it away. Plus, it's in my ear.
If you can get through without burping for like a couple weeks.
I've gone through this whole episode.
Swallowing?
And if it's
swallowing.
It's gross. It's right up in there.
Shut up. I don't want to do this. I'm so sick of you.
I feel a little bit like a Luddite, but I'm not going to go destroy a fucking supercomputer, or will I? I'm not really sure yet, depending on how powerful they get. And then a bunch of these nerds put together an agreement. Which one was it? The calling for a 6-month pause of out of control AI development. Elon Musk signed it, but didn't they like put his name on it first? And then he said, "Yeah, you know what? Okay, I want to be a part of this." Steve Wozniak is on it. Whoever Yoshua Bengio, some Turing Award winner guy. They're calling for an immediate pause of the training of AI systems that are more powerful than GPT-4 for at least 6 months, which I think is a great idea because at this point it's so fucking, like, slow down because we don't know where it's going to go, and that's their whole point.
Pretty good, yeah.
The letter argued that while this wave of innovation continues... There is a distinct lack of corporate and regulatory safeguards currently in place to moderate generative AI development, which poses significant risks to society. Which kind of reminds me of like when streaming and shit first came around in 2008, and what they're dealing with now, which we mentioned last time, with the Writers Guild and whatnot. They didn't foresee anything, so they didn't put any kind of parameters in place to protect writers. And this seems like a kind of important thing also, because it's just unchecked. There's no... We need some fucking regulatory safeguards, man. Don't do this to me. Just come on, come back. Like, just come back. It's safe. It's not that big a deal.
It's never safe with you.
Yes, it is. It's always safe with me. It's never safe. Because then I immediately go, I'm sorry. And, you know, here we are.
Damage is done.
I have to pee so fucking bad, too. Okay, what else? What else did we have? Let's get the rapid fire shit out of the way.
Also, to your point about AI actually being cool, I don't know if that's a... I think that's kind of the thing we were talking about, though, with you have to worry about people's creative job kind of going away, because now it's just very easy to imagine or have some machine to imagine.
This is true.
An iteration of whatever you want.
But what's cool is the machines are so fucking good at it. Like, here's the one I wanted to
show
you.
No, I don't disagree that it's cool.
Yes. So then you know what's freaking me out is now I was looking through someone's Instagram the other night and it felt like all of the images were AI. Something about them was off. No, they weren't, because they were years old.
Oh.
But
how far back were you at this?
I don't know. They don't post a lot, so it was just a couple of years ago.
What poor women were you?
No, shut up. Scroll up just a bit, the director one. The movie director's imagined. So this person put it. It's in a friend of the podcast, Kyla Scanlon, actually tweeted just the other night that it's interesting watching human creativity and like using AI in cool ways. So this one is 10 iconic directors shoot the World Cup. So this first one is Wes Anderson, and it looks like a fucking real still from a Wes Anderson movie. And then let's keep going. What else? You got Ridley Scott. For the audio listener, you're just going to have to fucking suck it up, because we're looking at computer images here. Sofia Coppola. I don't really know that one, but Akira Kurosawa. Michael Bay. That ball's going to explode. He's all muddy. Spike Lee. They nailed Spike Lee. Look at this shit with the camera from... what movie would that be from? Do the Right Thing, I think. Alfred Hitchcock. It's fantastic. It's not even the things with the fingers and shit aren't even. They look like full on real people. Quentin Tarantino.
Although,
they're all
seen
bloody
fingers, because that is the
yeah. Scroll up.
Someone did a
look at the ones on the black and white guys right here.
Let me see. Zoom in on
totally
those
fine.
I don't know if I'd get told.
They're totally
those
fine.
Those are pretty good fists. But it's funny because when the Pope thing.
The Pope thing tricked me. Because
come on, that one on the left.
That's motion blur.
All right.
The Pope image tricked me, the dripped out Pope.
Yeah, but then so people were making jokes and doing the Pope at other things, and
yeah.
They did the Pope in the pit at the Turnstile show, and it was very good, but the hands and we're all fucked.
Yeah, I saw that. But I at first when I saw the Pope in the big puffy white jacket, I thought that it was fake. But then because everybody else was treating it as though it were real, I thought, well, I guess I'm wrong. Because everybody got...
I wonder if it'll make for an interesting presidential election, you know? Just images of Ron DeSanctimonious getting plowed by some dude or...
I wonder if that's why they're saying hold off on innovation for 6 months. Because, yeah, we've got an election coming up. There's going to be all sorts of shit. Can you imagine how far it's going to... Look how far Midjourney has come in just like 6 months, man. It looks photorealistic. This Stanley Kubrick one. Fuck. It's incredible.
Yeah, last year at this time, people were posting their pictures of... They would go like Kamala Harris at a carnival. And it would just give you four images that were very shitty, but funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the whole joke.
Yeah. But so anyway, I think that there's... my opinion on this is going to be constantly changing because it's... still so
I think you can think something is cool but still be a little bit worried about what you yeah. know not to be all Uncle Ben about it but
what Uncle Ben about
isn't
it
isn't that his name Spider-Man's uncle
yeah oh with great power comes great responsibility yeah. Yeah but then look what happened to him, he got fucking killed. Not saying he had it coming, but he should have just gotten out of the way. Someone's trying to steal your car, don't put up a fight. It ain't worth dying over, Uncle Ben, dipshit. Well, that about wraps it up. We also, I mean, in here's one final thing, I guess. So, Signature Bank started trading again. I was able to finally sell my puts. And this one fucking trader, no, I don't know who, it's this anonymous person, bought a bunch of, bought a little over $1 million worth of the April 80 strike puts for $2.47 and then sold them for $79.80, netting them over $30 million effing dollars from that one single fucking trade. Wish it was me, but it's not, and it wasn't, and it never will be. Or maybe it will. Who knows? You just got to keep going. And maybe we'll do the Uber Eats cracking down on virtual shit in the after hours. Well, we'll see you in New York.
Bye.
This week on After Hours.
Picture a piece of shit with a white guy's face on it, and then get some diarrhea and pour the diarrhea on the piece of shit, and that's this guy. See that? That's a special little hole for your penis. Sometimes your penis falls out, and then it's cohabitating with your balls, and you're like, this shouldn't be.
Did you pop that top off?
What do you mean? Like, take off my shirt?
You look cut.
Mom, does this look gaunt to you, you fucking bitch?
That's crazy.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.